As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp, but feel stiff. Others are comfortable, but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Mid-season form, can't use the restroom, completely long line. Gonna have to hold it.
Yeah, we knew something was happening when you're messing with your mic as we're getting back.
Oh, I love it.
Well,
I love it.
Dude, there's this like person in the bathroom for like 15 minutes, and his mom's just standing there, and like he won't get out of the bathroom, and like the line just keeps getting longer and longer, and it's either miss a segment or hold it. So I'm holding it for Kansas City.
Dusty Likens. Holding it all for you guys.
Holding it all.
The listeners.
It is there.
Here at 96.5 The Fan. We are live here in St. Joe, as you just heard Dusty Likens. And then you just heard JT Noah, who is sadly not live with us. He is over holding the fort down at the station as we watch Travis Kelce run through the play there, finish it off, run to the fans, and be welcome to a loud applause and cheer over there on the left side of the field here.
Did the ball get better out of his hand, I wonder?
Oh, nice. There we go. JT with all the jokes here today. We've talked a lot about the Chiefs, even about the AFC West, as you heard us talking about Geno and the Raiders, what the Broncos could be, and, of course, the Chargers, the now 10 years running AFC West offseason champions. But now we're going to get back to the Chiefs and specifically the biggest story at training camp this offseason, which has been the left side of the line, specifically the left tackle, first-round pick out of Ohio State, Josh Simmons, number 71. We've got to see him a little bit today hold off that edge. There was one play where Mahomes kind of had to run to his right and kind of run for his life, it looked like, as both the left guard and left tackle got beat, and there was no one on the right side forcing him to just kind of throw it out of bounds. So we've seen that. We've also seen him hold his own as we're watching right now him go against, I believe that's Karlaftis, and they hand it off to Pacheco there for a run.
Fresh paid Karlaftis.
I asked, yes, exactly, freshly bag Karlaftis. Out of 10, I asked before the break how confident you were, and I included the text line in this, and I want you to be a part of it, 913-586-7965, from 1 to 10, mm-hmm. How confident are you this year in Joshua Simmons being that left tackle for the Chiefs? I had an answer here from one of the wonderful Chiefs fans. He said, put me down for a 7. I was like, okay, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. What are we getting from the text line?
We got a 7 from the 785 and 7.9 from the 913.
Love it.
7.9 from everything I've heard, mainly from y'all and the clips and everything. High ceiling. And then someone's telling me to just let it go. Can't do that. I'll leave in a paddy wagon. I think that's what you want to see. You want to hear that with the high ceiling of somebody like Josh Simmons. And seeing that from the crowd and the fans and the texters, 913-586-7965. 7? Rookie? Never seen him play in the league? That can only go up from there.
That's pretty confident,
man. Hopefully not down.
Yeah, and especially you're talking about the second most important position in football, and especially for the Kansas City Chiefs, it almost feels as if it's 1B. Because what happened last year with this team, I mean, man, it was one position that kind of kept them, it felt like, from reaching that ceiling all season. Were they able to go through the trials and tribulations and still make the Super Bowl? Yes, but we saw the whole floor fall out from under them once the Super Bowl occurred and they really didn't have that sure thing on the left side of the line. If Josh Simmons can just be someone who they go, you know what, he's average this year, maybe by the end of the season he's above average, I believe he will be. That's a set it and forget it type of deal. I mean, we were talking about the last few years at left tackle. Forget last season, but the 2 years before that. 3 years ago it was Orlando Brown. 2 years ago it was Donovan Smith. To me, if he's a Donovan Smith kind of in between, maybe a little bit better than Orlando Brown. Because to me, I think Smith's season in KC was better than maybe Orlando Brown's. I think a lot of Chiefs fans maybe would widely believe that. Maybe NFL fans would go, what? Orlando Brown or Donovan Smith? To me, if he's in that range of like a Donovan Smith-esque left tackle his first year as a rookie with only the ceiling being able to go up, man, the sky's the limit for this offense with the amount of weapons, the plethora of options that they have to throw to or run it with. I just think they're going to be unstoppable if Josh Simmons is even just average.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at Josh Simmons and what he brings to the left side, he brings protection, trust, and he brings time. Those are the three big things I think you want from your left tackle. Also, Josh Simmons being a dog is another thing when it comes to when you look at this position. We'll get to that text in a little bit.
It's a great text.
It's definitely
fantastic.
Over.
Fantastic. Take the day.
Yeah, and I think that when you look at Josh Simmons, and we talk about this, and I've carried this for sure, it's a trickle-down effect. That's exactly what he is. He gives Mahomes the time. He gives Mahomes the confidence. Not that Mahomes is lacking any, but we know that there have been times in the past where that left side has collapsed.
Yeah.
And he's trying to get rid of the ball quicker, trying to make things that are out of his norm. When you watch those games, and you say, Patrick, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
And that was a timing issue. That was a trust issue.
He's flustered. He's frustrated.
If you've got that brick wall of a human being that wears the number 71 and he's a dog, which we know he's been a dog.
He's a dog.
He's fighting people on the field.
Yeah.
He's grabbing people by the chest.
Stay
and he
away.
Says, I don't need my helmet. You can pluck me in the eye. I'll knock your effing head off,
yes, dude.
That's where Simmons has been this so far in this camp. Been out there all day today.
Yep.
We've seen them try to use the deep routes. Again, I know it's camp. I'm not trying to glaze things over. But that's what you want to see. Protection, time, trust, athleticism. JT, if you have that Jeff Allen audio, you play it for the people over the air.
Be great.
What he had to say about that. That's a former offensive lineman who's been through the trenches, who knows what he's talking about. And when he says the things he says, yes, it's geeky. Yes, it's nerdy. But JT, let the people hear what Jeff Allen had to say.
Trent Williams, without a doubt. And the biggest thing that makes him comparable to Trent is the efficiency of his movement. Trent is a really freak athlete. So is Josh. But they make it look so easy. I'm telling you, being able to get out of your stance and meet a defensive end at that spot or that injunction between the quarterback and yourself, it's not easy to do. That's why you see guys get beat off the edge. They can turn that corner. But with Josh and Trent, you never have to worry about them getting beat around the corner. So you're either going to have to run through them. You're not going to be able to go underneath him because he's in the perfect position every single time.
So when you hear the comp, he's not saying that he will be Trent Williams. He's using what he just described as to describe what he has. You're not going to go underneath him because he has position.
Yeah.
You can't get around him because he's quick. You're not going to go through him because he's strong.
He's strong.
How do you win?
I don't know, man.
But I know that when you hear Jeff Allen say that, who used to be an offensive lineman in this league, say that about a guy like Josh Simmons, you know that Patrick Mahomes sees that. And when you know that your quarterback has the confidence in his left tackle, I pray, I hope that these teams, when they see this, go, oh, darn. You know what
yeah,
I mean? Like,
yeah.
And that's where you look at that secondary of Denver. That's that great defense. Josh Simmons helps you break that defense because that gives Mahomes that much more time. Like my sex life and like Patrick Mahomes' passing game, just give me two more seconds and I can make it happen.
Just got to last a little bit longer there in the pocket. And they could score some more points, and I think that's what's going to end up happening here for the Chiefs. Again, they just have diversity, and it's all going to be unlocked if Josh Simmons is what he's been prophesized as these last few months, and it's becoming more and more real. I mean, we're here at camp. People are talking about him. I mean, it's the rumblings are bigger than they've been about a guy really since Patrick Mahomes. So I'm sorry if I rated my 1 out of 10. Yeah, I'd be an 8.5. Like, that's how confident I am in Josh Simmons being that guy this season for the Chiefs. Now, with that said, the first 4 weeks, the first 9 weeks, frankly, but the first 4 weeks are a gauntlet. If you just talk about defensive lines, I mean, it's – the Chargers, it's the Eagles, it's the Giants, and the Ravens. And you go, the Giants in week three? You know, the Giants have a great defensive line. They have one of the better defensive lines in football with Dexter Lawrence, Kayvon Thibodeau, and, oh, yeah, the number one pick, and Abdul Carter, or the second or third overall pick, or whatever it was. And Abdul Carter.
Third overall, I believe.
Yeah, third overall after Cam Ward and Travis
Hunter. By the way, Shador was shut down today with shoulder tightness.
A little shoulder soreness there. That could maybe mean, hey, that could be a negative. That could mean, okay, they're actually taking him seriously, and they want him to be healthy, so that's why they're shutting him down. So there's a couple of ways to take that from as Chiefs practice looks to be kind of winding down here for the day. We do expect to be joined by a Kansas City Chief here later on in the 11 o'clock hour. We have no idea who. It could be, someone.
Nope, don't even try.
Yeah, exactly. I have no idea. It's going to be someone, hopefully, and we're going to be joined by them. We're going to talk to them, and it's going to be fantastic as we are live with you guys until 12 o'clock live here in St. Joe. And let me remind
12
you.
12 what?
12 o'clock.
Okay.
I will just move on.
It was something different.
And I will be joined by no one. I'll be here by myself, be joined by JT in the studio tomorrow, live with you guys until 11:30 right here on 96.5 The Fan. You mentioned Shador Sanders. That's a story coming out. There's a lot of stories that came out this week in the NFL. Terry McLaurin wants out. Micah Parsons, he's frustrated. He wants out big time from Dallas. We'll talk about that all, and we'll be joined by a chief here soon. Dusty, what's going on?
And also, there's a new victim to the Josh Simmons fighting.
Wow.
There was a little scuffle between he and Leo Chenal. You talk about two dogs. So Simmons and Chenal got a little bit heated today in practice as well as you tease up our next
segment. Let's go. Josh Simmons, not a man to be messed with. Here as we see the defensive linemen come closer to us and they kind of regroup as they start to in practice here in St. Joe. We're live watching Chiefs training camp, be joined by a Chief later on. Stay tuned, stay locked in, be a part of the text line 913-586-7965. Hey, what would you trade for Micah Parsons in a hypothetical world? Tell me, 913-586-7965. We'll be back right after this, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs. Come on, get fired up here. 96.5 The Fan, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey, live in St. Joe at Chiefs training camp. Practice winding down now, but a great day it seems. As still a couple more team position drills taking place, some punt returns, some gunners. We see McDuffie right in front of us at the goalpost kind of doing a shed the block drill with some of his DB coaches. And the defensive line near us, Chris Jones, being, again, just welcomed by roars. He's been kind of the fan favorite. And he's also,
always
I like how
is.
Chris Jones, he goes to the fans. He goes up. He puts his hands out. He wants more cheers. He's asking for more. He's doing pull-ups on the big bar, the big, I don't even know, the big the, tackle thing. I don't know. They tackle
big
that big bag. It's a big bar.
The big
bar. He's doing pull-ups on that and getting the fans going. Really exciting stuff here. We saw Juwan Taylor and Jalen Moore kind of split reps at that right tackle today.
Yeah.
Josh Simmons. The sole starter on the left side. We saw some good defense from Jamari Connor. We saw some nice catches from Jalen Royals.
Yeah, we saw some of the experts up in the tent to our left as the roars start for the fans and all the stuff. Mahomes is out there messing around, doing some stuff. They're doing the football toss where they throw the bag in the air.
Yes.
It's the fun time of practice.
Yes.
Mahomes just did something great, celebrates with his teammates / his trainers. But from the experts up in the tent, Andy Reid just put the first team in a 16-play long drive period to start practice, or to end practice. It was the 16-play long drive. I tell you that it feels like September because the weather, the crowd, the plays, the practice, it gets you there. Like, if you're not already there, I know the Royals are playing very good. They'll play again today at 2:07. Josh Verner at 1 o'clock with his on-deck show. Don't forget the pitch clock. You play, you win, you get tickets to go see, I don't know, James Wood when he comes in town when the Washington Nationals come to get swept by the Royals. Also, what you had mentioned, Juwan Taylor and Jalen Moore split refs at right tackle. We talked a lot about this on Friday. That's the competition in camp right now. It's right tackle. For those of you that get frustrated and angry with Juwan Taylor jumping on early and all that sort of stuff, we're apologetics for him. We think he's better than most people give him credit for. But now he's got competition
when it comes
to Jalen Moore, who they signed and paid this offseason.
And I'm still surprised that battle. I thought by this time kind of Juwan Taylor would kind of be leading that charge and be getting more of those snaps. But you got to give credit to Jalen Moore. He's coming here saying, hey, man, you guys paid me $20 million for a reason. I'm going to play some football. Because, you know, this year, I think the second year is kind of a team option. So for him, kind of in all intents and purposes, he's thinking, okay, man, I can only be here 1 year. I kind of got to make my way and make my make my bag this year in order to go get that contract and find some long-term stability in the league. We mentioned Micah Parsons, Terry McLaurin. That has been kind of the NFL news here, making sense as Mahomes still in those quarterback drills, trying to hit the bag in the corner of the end zone from about 40 yards out, just barely misses it as they kind of all walk away to the center field, maybe to end things here officially today.
Maybe something, sorry to cut you off, something that you can check out after we're off the air at noon today if you want some reading material, whether that may be. Nate Taylor, our good buddy of ESPN, Nate Taylor, who joins us weekly during the football season, has an article out now that says, new story, Josh Simmons hasn't had a day off since the Chiefs selected him in the NFL draft. The rookie's diligence has led him earning the starting left tackle spot on the newest blindside protector for Patrick Mahomes. The quote in the article just says, quote, he's a gifted dude. Who said it? I don't know, but I tee it up for you. Go read Nate Taylor's piece of ESPN, Nate Taylor, and a weekly contributor on our show during the football season. But look, man, left tackle's locked up. We got nothing else to talk about on the left side. We know where it is.
We know what's going on.
We're 2 weeks into camp.
My question,
a competition. What's that? Go ahead.
My question about the left side isn't the tackle. But what if Jalen Moore takes over for Kingsley at left guard? Because they've been doing rotation with him there. I think Jalen Moore is going to get reps anywhere they think they can fit him in because they're going to have to pay him. Do they really want him to ride the bench?
Look, that's a great question. I think that where he fits is where they think that shows you the confidence they have in Kingsley, right? I know that they're moving him there, but now the competition seems it has shifted to the right side. And look, man, I'm all about more competition in camp. This is where you find out who your dogs and your puppies are. And if your dog is Jalen Moore and not Juwan Taylor, then all of a sudden now you have a spark up Juwan Taylor's ass to get back out on the starting field. Because what I tell you, championship teams are addictive. You want to be a part of it. You want to be remembered of it. If you can do that, you got to earn your spot. You bring in a guy in the offseason who might have helped at left tackle, who maybe you have in case you didn't fall into the Josh Simmons pick. You fell into that pick. Now what do you have? A luxury of options to go Kingsley at guard or Moore at guard. Or do you go Juwan Taylor at right tackle, or do you go Jalen Moore at right tackle? It's a great problem to have.
Exactly. It's the best problem you could have. I've heard some kind of fans take the other narrative, like, oh, man, well, they paid Jalen Moore so much money. Like, if he's not going to play, no. Think about it positively. Like, dude, they've got the best backup in the league sitting there for if anything goes wrong. And you know the way the offensive line through a 17-game season, through what usually for the Chiefs is a 20-21-game season. Yeah, it's a lot on the offensive line to have a guy that you know can play left guard or even right tackle or right guard and Jalen Moore and come in for anyone. It's a huge asset to have. And whether that's Kingsley, whether it's Jalen Moore on the left side, I think you're right, JT. The left guard and right tackle, both kind of that battle to watch. If I was a betting man, I really would go Jalen Moore as that sixth man. I think he's the Swiss Army knife. And, yeah, he's an expensive one. But if you have a guy who can fill in any gap on the offensive line, the most important five in front of the most important guy in all of football, man, that's a huge advantage. That's a huge, huge advantage. A pretty important guy in football right now for the Dallas Cowboys, Micah Parsons. He wants out. Dusty, would you trade for him?
Well, Jayhawk for Life said Luke Hochaver for Micah Parsons. Who says no? Hilarious text.
Fantastic.
I don't know, man. I think when you look at it, all options have to be on the table because of the dynamic player that he is. I know you have to give up something to gain something like that. You're also going to inherit that contract, which means maybe somebody doesn't get paid, which you look at the McDuffie sort of thing. Is he here? Do you want that sort of personality of Micah Parsons on this team? Does he fit? He's going to probably end up signing with Dallas. We've seen this story over and over and over again. 3 years ago, it was Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. Last year, it was Myles Garrett in Cleveland. True. Now we're here, year three of it happening again. It's Micah Parsons.
Even in Dallas, yeah. CD.
Right. CD Lamb. We've seen Dak Prescott. Yeah. Is he going to sign? We know Jerry likes to milk these things out. He wants to keep Dallas relevant. And here's what he's going to do. And eventually he'll have a conversation where he'll have his eyes in two different directions looking at Micah Parsons, or he thinks he is, and he'll just give Micah Parsons a deal. Dallas does this every year. They wait for everyone to get signed. I'll ask you this question. What happens first? Trey Hendrickson signs with Cincinnati or Micah Parsons signs with Dallas? Two very tight franchises when it comes to money.
I'm going to go that's tough. I'm going to go Trey Hendrickson because I think that deal gets done because I think Trey has kind of given up a little bit of his leverage by showing up. I think he kind of showed that maybe he's going to waver a little bit on his negotiations. That letter that I read from Micah Parsons, like, I agree with you. I think he's going to be a Dallas Cowboy, but it does feel a little bit different maybe than the situations and the disagreements that Dak and CeeDee Lamb had with Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. Like, that was a strongly worded letter. Like, I don't want to be here.
Yeah,
I'm done.
It seemed a lot like a WWE promo. Like CM Punk comes out there and tells, Paul Levesque, a.k.a. Triple H, put me in the main event or I'm walking. Okay, walk then. I don't care. And then 2 weeks later, main event, CM Punk versus Roman Reigns. That's kind of how this sort of thing works. That's kind of how the WWE and the NFL kind of correlate with each other, the drama, the stories. And then at the end of the day, you're like, well, that didn't go the way I wanted it to. Now, does he go somewhere else? That'd be amazing. I don't know who would be the favorite to pick up a guy like Micah Parsons.
NFC.
Yeah, you don't want to see him go somewhere like the Bills or like the Chargers or somebody like that. Although the Bills and Chargers did swap players, kind of, as now Nick Bosa is in Buffalo, not in the Chargers organization. But again, Micah Parsons is a name. So is Terry McLaurin, also another name, who, by the way, is at Washington's camp today saying hi to Jaden Daniels' mom and talking to all them. So, again, this is a lot of smoke. It's training camp. This is why it's fun to have this sort of thing this year, not be around the Chiefs. Obviously, a couple years ago was Chris Jones and all that drama that we didn't like to see. Big-time player.
Yes.
Never said he wanted to play anywhere else, just wanted to get paid. Did eventually, by week two, come back to the team, then get paid in the offseason. So if I had to put a gun to my head and say, where does he end up? It's Dallas. What would I give up for him? I'd have a really legit conversation about picks and maybe a star guy that's on this team, whether it's a McDuffie, whether it's a Karlaftis, because what you're gaining in Micah Parsons is kind of like – what goes back to that Golden State year when they won those championships and all of a sudden it's like, hey, we're going to get Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Are you kidding
me? That's a great comp.
It's the Jesse Pinkman meme. He can't keep getting away with this, right?
Can't keep getting away
with this. And that's what they got with Josh Simmons.
Yeah.
Fell in the draft, got him, all of a sudden left tackle. That story's over. You had nothing else to talk about other than the hype.
Yep.
Now you move on to right tackle, but now you have the looming, of course, the social media of once big player X is named in the free agency market or wants to hold out, it always seems always, hey, what about this trade to the Kansas City Chiefs? Not going to happen, but it's fun to talk about it because it's August 2nd, and it's fun to talk about what might be and what could be if you were to give up something for somebody like that.
Yeah, because he's a game-changing type player. He's top five at his position. He's elite, and he finally wants out. He wants out, and he wants to be maybe here in Kansas City. We've heard him talk good things about Kelce and Patrick Mahomes as we see those Kansas City Chiefs ending practice, coming over towards the fans that welcome them. We know Chiefs Kingdom showed out today in droves. Lines super long, a lot of red, a lot of gold. We'll be joined by a Kansas City Chiefs player in this hour. We are live with you, Dusty Likens, JT Noah, Mac Morey, right here on 96.5 The Fan, live in St. Joseph, Missouri, watching Chiefs training camp, bringing you all the news. 913-586-7965, the J Southland Tow Service text line. Be a part of the show and stay locked in to 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs. Damn right, that's Patrick Mahomes walking to the fans. That's why you hear a loud roar.
Not James Winchester?
No, there's James Winchester right in front of us, too, and he's signing autographs as well with Patrick Mahomes to the left of us walking over.
Is that who's coming over to talk to us?
With the new – yeah, I'm sure he's making his way over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the new hairdo, the pads off, with the red long sleeve.
Winchester's got that Gardner Minshew mustache
he's
going.
He's got a great stash, dude.
Hey, if Winchester does come over, you got to ask him why he's not in the top 10 for long snappers in Madden. Like, unbelievable.
Sure, that's what he's worried about.
Ridiculous. That was insane. I did not know why he wasn't in it. And then, of course, I come from Nashville, so I knew Morgan Cox, the Titans long snapper. He's a longtime long snapper as well. I'm sure James Winchester's friends with Morgan, or at least knows of Morgan. He was also not in the top 10. So Madden rankings with the long snappers just got to get better.
Here comes that handsome sucker in Harrison Butker.
Oh,
As we've been told before, as he comes over getting a – you can hear him.
Yep.
You can. Those are the ladies. They're the ladies.
Can't blame him. Can't blame him.
They love him for his leg.
And speaking of, he said he's gone down less on that knee this offseason when kicking. We've seen that a lot over the last year or so in season, kind of just like, why is he going down to his knee? Not having to brace himself to get as much power. It seems like he's as healthy as he's been in a couple seasons. So get ready. Number one kicker in the league, Harrison Butker, going to be back. And speaking of Madden rings, I think he was like the third best kicker. I'm like, okay.
Third?
Yeah, I think he was number three.
Third?
I think it was Cowboys kicker, who I can't remember his
Carlson?
Name.
Carlson? No, he's
no,
a punter.
Cowboy. God, it starts with an A. I can't remember his name for some reason. And there was another guy, Moses Moody. And that wasn't Moses Moody. I can't remember who it was. There's two guys in front of him. What are we doing?
Because that one guy from Baltimore, he's not on the rankings,
He's not on the rankings anymore.
Yeah.
He is not on the rankings. Some breaking news in the sports world, Dusty, I want to hit you with. Luka, 3-year extension, $165 million maximum contract extension with the Los Angeles Lakers. So he is locked up through 2028, a player option there in 2028. I assume he'll be ready for a 5 or 6 year
Did he get that because he's lean?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you get in shape as a professional athlete, and they'll pay you, I guess. So good for Luka Doncic, looking good. $55 million a year contract extension as we see Leo Chenal now welcoming some autographs for some fans here. And that brings me to kind of a good segue. We talked about expectations for the offense. Dusty, what about some expectations for the defense? Because the past 2 years, you mentioned off the air, the story of the Chiefs really, like, yeah, of course, Mahomes is also always in that top three of stories. He is the best quarterback in the league and has been since he stepped foot on turf 8 years ago for the Chiefs in starting. But the defense really has been the mainstay, the main reason that the Chiefs have won. They've been the number one kind of point producer, or rather point subtractor, for the Chiefs these past 2 years.
Yeah, it'd be nice, you know, to see where they rank DVOA. I know some people that we work with hate these sort of statistics, but it matters in football today. DVOA, where you rank defensively, where you rank offensively. And I think that when you look at this team and what they can produce from an offensive side and the promises that we think, is we might be having a player who's 21. Jaden Hicks is your boy, our guy. This is maybe your guy.
Dude,
I don't know. He's being brought
so
over here in a cart. 21 is starting to walk this way. Do we have a headset plugged in and ready to go? Because it looks like they are heading this way.
Yep, I'm getting one plugged in.
It might be your boy, Jaden Hicks. You can
hopefully
maintain low tones. It does look like we will be joined by Jaden Hicks here shortly from the Chiefs roster here, the safety of promise here on 96.5 The Fan, as we'll get him set up and Mac will get going. What's going on, Jaden? How you doing, brother?
Not much, man.
How you been? Good to see you. We'll get you suited up on a mic, get you right here in the middle. This is my son, Mac. He's doing pretty well right here.
What's going on, bro? How are you, man?
Nice, nice.
Let's get you set up right here. I'll have you put that on.
Get those levels. Sorry for behind the curtains, but we'll ask the easy questions because it's camp, man. You got us here. You can hear us. You got him up there, Mac?
Yeah, got him up there.
All right, Jaden Hicks here with us. What's this year mean to you, man? It's a lot of promise. Names getting brought around. I got a story for you, by the way, before you get out of here. I think I might have been a family member of yours earlier this year. But what's this team mean to you as a new role steps up? Obviously, a leader in this team no longer with us in Reed. Now maybe big steps to fill in here.
No, yeah, it definitely means a lot. And, you know, they got a place for me here on this team. So, you know, I got to just live up to the expectations that they bring in and, you know, just grind each day. Make sure I have a spot here on this team.
No doubt. When you look at this team, what this franchise means, I know you're fresh still here, getting your cleats worn out in the St. Joe practice. Where does this team bond in St. Joe? I know today's been like paradise with this weather the last couple of days, but where do you guys bond as a unit in St. Joe in training camp to be the greatness that this dynasty has been?
Yeah, I mean, it's hot, it's gritty here. So, you know, just that connection that we build, because we're all going through this, you know, it's not easy. So
right.
Everyone's going through this grind, and, you know, we just build so much of a connection and a bond that, you know, we're here together, we're working for one goal. And, yeah, it's the Super Bowl. So, you know, it's hard out here. So, you know, we're all just grinding and, yep, getting to it.
No doubt.
Jaden, I, you know, right before you were, when you were walking up, we knew that it was going to be you. And obviously Dusty knows that I'm kind of – you're one of my fan favorites. I'm really excited about it. I think you got the goods here,
yeah,
Jaden.
Yeah.
So Dusty was like, hey, man, maintain low tones. You know, be a little calm here. So I'm trying, right? Taking deep breaths. Safety for the Kansas City Chiefs defense has been so important these past few years, right? We've watched Tyrann Mathieu go to Justin Reed. And now it's going to be you and kind of Cook manning that secondary down. Talk to me about your role compared to maybe Justin Reed that we've seen in the last few years.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's just stepping up and, you know, doing what the team asked me to do, doing what Coach Bags asked me to do. You know, we got a lot of rotating pieces, and, you know, just whatever works is going to work. And we're all here to, you know, make it to the end goal. We're all here for one job, and, yeah, that's to win. So we're going to put the pieces together, and, yeah, I'm going to do just what they asked me to do.
Where do you see your strengths in the field? Do you like kind of being up in the box, maybe blitzing? Do you like kind of being more back? Slot help as far as man coverage is concerned, where do you find your strengths are best?
Man, I like to be around the ball, but, you know, I like being everywhere. I like being able to be lined anywhere. You know, that way it catches offenses off guard. You know, they don't know where I'm coming from, where they don't know where I'm going to drop into. So stuff like that. I like being able to move.
Okay. I love that. Little diversity in specs.
Yep.
We've seen him use safeties like that quite a bit. It's Swiss Army knives.
Most
maybe
definitely.
You could be someone up in the box and maybe back one play. Don't really know where you're going to be, right?
Exactly.
When you look at this defense and you get to go against this Chiefs offense, we've been talking a lot about Josh Simmons being a dog on the left side. People try to come at the man and they just kind of, you know, meet. We saw a little bit of Leo Chenault today. We've seen the Gelati the other day. He's not a guy you want to mess with, is he? And I know he's a rook. I know he's brand new to the league, but that's a dude you don't want to mess with, right?
No, yeah. You see him walking around, you're like, dang. Like, first round, yeah. No, that dude's a dog. He's gonna be a good player.
What does he do for that offensive line and Patrick Mahomes that we've seen in the past just air things out? Does he bring that sort of presence?
Yeah, he brings that, you know, that fierce competitiveness and, you know, just him being here, you know, he's out here to work.
Yeah, no doubt. We appreciate the time with you, man. We know it's tough out here. We know it's hot. You've been working your tail off, and we appreciate the time with us. And good luck this season, man. Big steps to go forward, and I don't trust anybody else to fill that role than you, man.
Yeah, yes, appreciate you, Jaden. Thank you, sir. Yeah, man, yes, you have a good one, man. Thank We're excited about the role that Jaden Hicks is going to be playing. That's fourth-round pick of 2024, Jaden Hicks. He's going to have a lot of pressure maybe from some fans, just from the expectation. But I'll tell you what, man, this guy, I've talked to him now in press conferences. I've been able to sit next to him. This is a guy who's got some serious, serious potential, and he takes it seriously. This is a pro's pro. Jaden Hicks joined right here on 96.5 The Fan. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back talking Chiefs training camp live until noon. 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs. I may have failed when I said I wasn't going to geek out. I may have geeked out just a little bit there. Talking to Jaden Hicks.
Hit Stick Hicks,
he told us.
That's his nickname.
That's the nickname, baby.
Hit Stick Hicks.
Number 21, fourth-round draft pick last year. He was super fun to talk to. Seems like a great guy. Heard him now in press conferences. Gotten to ask him questions there. Now just sitting down next to him. He's the real dude. He's also pretty big.
Big dude. Big hands.
Big dude.
I'm very proud.
Big arms.
Dapped him up three times. All three times sealed.
Made good contact.
Didn't have a weird look. Didn't think it was awkward. I look like I just got out of, like, a golf store.
You do? Yes.
Yeah, geek.
Yes. We're both kind of rocking that look right now. Yes.
So, yeah, it was a good interview. Thanks to the Chiefs for letting us have some time with Jaden Hicks.
That was awesome.
Good dude. Seems like he's ready to go. He says this is where teams build. This is where this team bonds. Obviously, the loss of Justin Reed. Your world, young man. Go take care of it.
Exactly. Exactly right, man. And you heard him kind of say, you know, I like to be up in the ball, but I'm good at being back. He's okay with whatever Spags asks him to do, which – hey, it's going to be a lot. You know, he asks his safeties to, you know, they're not wearing that green dot per se, so I know they're not the captain of the defense, but they're asked to do the most probably as far as just where they're going to be at pre-snap and what they're asked to read. And Jaden Hicks, man, he looks like the thing that I look at for in all young players and not just Chiefs players, but around the league, you know, first off, you want to see, okay, can they actually play football? We saw that in Jaden Hicks. Check mark last year, right? This guy can play football.
Hooks?
Jaden Hicks. Check mark.
I know that I'm hard.
Productive. Like, seriously, he can do it in multiple ways. Great tackler, smart, but does he have the mental, right? Is he going to want to work harder? Mm-hmm. Is he going to want to be grounded in himself and know, okay, I know I've got to take steps. Hey, I'm here. I'm going to start. I'm going to get a chance to play, but I know I'm not there yet. I've got to learn. I've got to grow. I've got to ask questions. He's got all that too, man. He's a real deal player.
No, he seems like he's got the fit, he's got the mindset, he's ready to go. Because look, there's times in your life where somebody is ahead of you in your advantage in life, but you still need to sit back and realize that your time is coming. We saw that last year. He was a big role in this team. Ball hawker, hit sticker, right? He said his name, big hit stick, hit stick Hicks,
hit
whatever.
Hit stick Hicks.
That's his name that we're going with. We'll never call him anything different on the show moving forward.
Love
We've been given the opportunity because I thought the text line was great. I told him. I brought this text up for the guy who sent it from the 913. I said, hey, text line says Cal Raleigh's nickname's the big dumper. Could your name be the big thumper? And he just kind of laughed and gave his nah, hit stick Hicks is where I'll stick with.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but look. That's where this team has these personalities. You want to see Jaden Hicks, number 21, out in the secondary. Somebody like Josh Allen throws that pass for the middle. Boom. That's not going to happen if he's out there running that field because he's learned from Justin Reed. And like you had mentioned, too, a lot of deep veteran safety guys on this team in the past. Tyrann Mathieu goes to, you know, Justin Reed. Now it goes to Jaden Hicks. Year two, he's got Brian Cook over there, Trent McDuffie over there. You've got a lot of family in that defensive cul-de-sac that can really stay home and really trust your secondary on that side of the field. And like he said, I like doing it all. I like moving up. I like disguising with Spags. I like being that guy. And how many times are we going to see it this year? Here comes 21 around the edge.
Exactly.
Boom, from the other side. And then there it is.
And then the next play, he's up looking like he's going to do it again, and all of a sudden, oh, yeah, it's the best blitzing corner in the league. It's Trent McDuffie coming to tackle you from the other side. So Spags is going to have a lot of fun. He's going to have a lot of pieces to play with. It seems like Hicks is ready to be that guy who can be everywhere and anywhere he wants to be. We talk about the defense. Now let's go to the offense here as fans begin to leave. Practice has ended here in St. Joe. And remember, tomorrow I will be here live again, 9 to 11:30, right here on 96.5 The Fan. I'll have Jay Binkley on for a little bit, hopefully be joined by another Chiefs player. And, of course, we'll lead right in to Josh Vernier, your voice for the Royals pregame show, as that will go live at 11:30 today. It'll go live at 1 p.m. as they get that series going strong. Keep it going strong, rather, against the Toronto Blue Jays. A big win last night for the Royals. But the offense for the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes has led the way. What are his expectations this year? Do you think that he's going to be that guy? MVP-type season?
Yeah, I mean, I would love to see that. I mean, that's where the future goes. That's where the bet goes. And I know that we've got Rashee Rice from the podium as one of those offensive weapons. JT, if you want to cue that up and play it, this was Rashee Rice talking to the media after practice today, one of those weapons that could get Patrick Mahomes back in that MVP seat.
Getting back out on the field again, what did it feel like? What was the kind of beginning of the process of getting back in recovery?
It was kind of slow, just kind of taking it day by day. Not getting discouraged about, you know, what I could do just a couple days ago.
Was there any point that, just as far as the recovery goes, that was kind of the low point for you, for just, you know, just having to watch your teammates and go through all the season last year?
No, not really.
What's been the biggest challenge? Do you feel like yourself, football-wise, health-wise?
Yeah, I feel 100%. I'm excited to be back out here with the guys. It's kind of basically back where I left off at. So, I mean, only thing is, you know, get back on the field and just continue to have fun doing what I do.
Rashee, how do you process the uncertainty with your days given the possibility of suspension?
Honestly, it's still in the works. My legal team is handling that. All I can do is focus on what I can control right now, and that's me doing what I do best right here on the field.
What lessons did you learn from that incident last year, and like what assurance did you, or changes have you made since then, so you don't find yourself in the situation again?
Just how valuable any opportunity is and any moment is. This right here, us being able to be on the field and be able to be coached by Coach Reed and have such a great quarterback, it's honestly a gift. It's a blessing. So honestly, to not take advantage of opportunities like this.
Look, you're a role model to a lot of young people. And of course, young people feel like they're vulnerable with doing things like that. You know, it's a big issue with drag racing stuff here in Kansas City. What advice would you give them so they don't, you know, have a situation like you did or possibly worse?
Honestly, find a mentor and continue to stay true to self and lock in on what you want to do.
Do you feel like you put that behind you, or do you still weigh on you, or do you feel like you've changed since then?
Yeah, I completely changed. Honestly, you have to learn from things like that. So I've learned, and I've taken advantage of being able to learn from something like that.
Rashee, in the back of your mind, have you got a training regimen for yourself if there is a suspension, where that you can stay fit and get back into rhythm when you join the team again?
Yeah, I mean, I'm locked in. This is what I do. This is my job. This is what I love to do. So, I mean, even when I'm not able to be out there with my team, I'm going to still be working as hard as I can so I can be back out there with them as soon as possible.
How close do you feel to where you were at before the injury last year? Is it the same, or is it because about you, or is it at this point?
I feel better than I felt last year.
What makes you say that?
I was able to work on things that I didn't know I had to focus on in my knee. My right knee, you know, shout out to Dr. Cooper. He did a great job on my knee. So I just got to focus on small things, which helped me improve on my game on the field.
We'll move around from here, guys. But Rashee, last year was Xavier's first year. Now you're taking another step. He's taking another step. What do you see out of Xavier in his second year?
He's a deep threat. He's continuing to learn. We continue to grow as a brotherhood, and we're having fun doing with each other on the field.
Rashee, what have you seen out of Jalen Royals and kind of what he's brought to this receiver room?
Honestly, he's learning real fast. I wouldn't necessarily say he's like me because he's his own person, but he's going to be a dog his rookie year for sure.
You mentioned to Darren that your advice to a younger people who are watching is to find a mentor. So who are you relying on right now to mentor you as you go through the behind-the-scenes process?
I have people off the field, and I also have people on the field. Honestly, it's just somebody that you can basically see yourself in and you want to grow up to be like, or just to have people around you that can advise you and help you grow.
What did it mean for you, Rashee, to get Travis back for this season? And what's it been like to have him as, again, another teammate who's out here who's also going to go through the season with you?
Yeah, it's great. last year getting hurt, I realized, you know, what could have been, and you know, it didn't. So obviously we didn't get to play with each other the full season. Like I said, it's an opportunity. I get to play with a Hall of Famer, future Hall of Famer. a lot of Hall of Famers on the field, honestly, but I'm continuing to learn from Trav and continue to have fun with him and on and off the field.
Yeah. Last year at this time, it would have been you, you, Xavier, along with Hollywood Brown, along with Kelsey, start the season off, and they had the injury to Hollywood the first game. What are you all's expectations if you all go on to healthy this season that you expect from you?
We're focusing on game after game, the next play. We got a lot of playmakers on the field. I'm excited for the brother next to me to get the ball, and I'm going to block as hard as I can for him. They're going to do the same thing for me.
The injury you really talked to since, was that what you did you have on the field with this season ending? Just how did you process all that condition?
I was just waiting for the doctors to let me know what was going on. A lot of people thought it was ACL. It ended up being LCL and a couple partial tears. So something that could have been a lot bigger ended up not being as big, and I took advantage of that.
What was your Super Bowl watching experience like? Are you thinking in your head how you could help in that situation? What's that experience like?
Yeah, honestly, I was just thinking about getting to this point right here. It was nothing I could do right there. So like I said, I'm controlling what I can control, and now I'm back on the field, and we're going to do it. Yeah, I love that. Just not being able to be around the fans last year as much as I wanted to, it kind of just makes me realize how grateful we are to be out here and just to be able to enjoy the fans and each other.
Thanks,
Chief. Yep, appreciate y'all.
Number four, number one wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs, talking all things on and off the field, from the suspension to just how good this offense has looked. I mean, one non-football quickly before we get out of here, as we're ending the show live from St. Joe here on 96.5, the fan you just heard Rashee Rice talking to media. One thing football that'll take away from that, he said, Jalen Royal's going to be a dog this year. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. One thing I'll take non-football from that Rashee Rice interview right there is saying, hey, man, something that I've done to kind of help me is find my mentor off the field.
There you go.
And that's huge, man. I mean, I just know that I've been lucky enough to kind of be given that, and you and Bob just like, hey, two mentors on and off or on and off the mic, kind of just helping me kind of find my way. Rashee Rice saying, hey, I'm kind of finding that for myself professionally and personally, finding someone to kind of guide me and make the right decision so I make sure, hey, I'm going to stay out of trouble and do what I want to do, which is be the best Chiefs wide receiver they've ever seen.
No doubt about it. I love that press conference. I love everything he had to say. I like Jaden Hicks, what he had to say about Josh Simmons. You don't mess with that guy. He's a dog. He's a big dude. You asked me earlier for the Royals love out there to parlay. How about this?
Please.
A hit for Vinny Pasquantino.
Okay.
Four or more strikeouts for Noah Cameron. Two total bases or more for Bobby Witt Jr. That's plus +300 on DraftKings if you want to take that juice.
I like it.
Hit one last night similar to that.
You did.
Also, the hot dog news. I did it every year last year.
How many?
Over 500 hot dogs sold today and over 250 hamburgers sold today. It is just now approaching noon. But, Mac, I had a good time. You're on your own tomorrow.
It was great. Yeah, you heard him. 9 to 11:30, just me and JT. I'll be live here in St. Joe. Thanks so much for listening. And we really appreciate it. 500 hot dogs, 200 burgers. The people were here. Chiefs Kingdom showed up, as did you. Thanks for listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.